Kevin Cirilli in conversation with the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren. Jack Fitzpatrick joins to give perspective. Jack, what is the voice and power of liberals in Congress? I looked at Pew Research yesterday, and, you know, Pew Research is telling me it's a pretty slim amount, yet I hear a lot. What is their power?
I would say it's a pretty significant amount of power, especially if you're looking at the legislative process and you're looking at the early proposals. The Biden proposal on the coronavirus stimulus was more in line with what you saw from progressives, including that $15 minimum wage. There is this conversation going forward about how they're going to do their second big package, and there's this conversation about the wealth tax. There's a lot of focus on the swing votes like Joe Manchin and those types. But when you look at the early proposals so far, that might get sanded down a little bit, but sort of the beginning stance of the Democratic Party is pretty in line with progressives right now.
So, Jack, it looks like this fiscal stimulus plan, the $1.9 trillion, if it passes, will pass purely on party lines. Does that bode ill for a more comprehensive, real stimulus package that might be bigger and have more infrastructure and be longer term? Does that bode ill for that type of package?
Well, Republicans who you could imagine working with Biden on that next package are not happy about the partisan path that this first bill has gone forward on. That doesn't necessarily mean that people like Susan Collins would sort of step away from negotiating with Biden, though. It is going to be challenging when they get to the details of what an infrastructure bill looks like, how they work in all these climate features, how much of a focus they put on tax measures, or whether they separate that into another bill. There's a lot of work to be done to get progressives on board, moderate Republicans on board. That will be a challenge, but I don't think the partisan path on this COVID bill has necessarily poisoned the well on everything else going forward.
Jack, what are you looking for today? I think, you know, I look at the jumble of news out of Washington, and we're losing the day-to-day grind. What is the day-to-day grind now of the House and Senate towards stimulus?
They're in what is going to be a chaotic next couple of days. One, they have to tweak the bill to make sure it actually can be passed through reconciliation. That's a bit of a technicality, but that's how they're going to do it. They need to run this by the Congressional Budget Office people to make sure it's within the rules. Also, when you pass a bill through this mechanism, it is subject to what we call a votorama, where there's no limit on amendments to be filed. So even though they can't do the minimum wage, Bernie Sanders is going to force a vote on a $15 minimum wage.
Right.
Republicans will offer probably a few dozen other politically sensitive issues. So this is sort of when they let off steam in Washington.
So the acclaimed political science program at Williams College in the woods of Western Massachusetts, there's Votorama 302. Is that one of the courses?
That is something every senator needs to know about and every senator hates.
What is a Votorama?
The rules that set up the reconciliation process set no limit to amendments. So that is the question in the class, I guess you'd say.
All right. So, Jack, give us a sense of timing here. It seems like we know some of the benefits from the last round of stimulus kind of expire mid-month, mid-March. Is that something we need to get done today, tomorrow, because the plumbing needs to be in there by mid-March?
Their deadline for getting this signed into law is March 14th. Because this is a program that exists and they're trying to re-up it, they don't need to go way ahead of time, but they want this to be on Biden's desk by March 14th.
We'll let you go to get read in on the Votorama that's coming. That was our interview-rama with Jack Fitzpatrick of Bloomberg Government. I'm sorry, Paul. I just think that's hilarious.
You learn something new as you dive into the details of legislation. It's not something that you learn in Civics 101.